cars in a driveway. The garage is full of junk. It'll take me a week to clean it, but by then I'll still be drunk. I got the blues. Oh, a home on the blues. Well, man's home is his castle. This one's just a hassle. Home on the blues.
Hello, and thanks for listening to this, the inaugural broadcast of the Homeowner's Friend Podcast. The podcast that will help you achieve the American dream and live the best life you can, even on a rice and beans budget. I'm Steve, your host, and I thank you again for tuning in. I also thank Daryl Dodge for allowing me to use his song as my bumper. I want to kind of explain today why I'm doing the podcast and what you're going to get out of it, and again, explain a little bit about myself so you have an idea where I'm coming from. In the past 10 or 12 years, I've built a couple of houses myself and was involved in the construction of another one. And also in my daily 9-to-5 grind, I'm working with folks that are building houses all the time and working with folks that have site issues and things like that. So I have a lot of experience working with folks in homeownership and home building situations. So I feel I have a pretty good background, and I think you'll find the podcast to be pretty interesting. I'm going to cover a whole bunch of topics, which I'll get into here in a couple minutes. But my goal is to not rush through topics. I want to be able to cover a topic. You know, maybe it'll take, the podcast might be 20 to 40 minutes long or so, give or take. And in that time, I want to cover one basic topic. You know, one of the topics that I'll mention here in a little bit. And I want to get into it in detail because I think it'll be very useful, especially if you're going to be building a house, but even if you're going to be buying a house. You can listen to the podcast when you get a chance, you know, when you get some spare time on the way into work or on the way home or whatever. You can listen to the podcast, and it'll give you a good a primer, or I guess if I was in Britain, it would be a primer, a good primer on these topics, so you have an idea of some of the main points. And, you know, you can certainly go and research any of these topics more yourself. There's so much information available on the internet now. You know, Google should probably be everybody's friend. It's just a great tool. But we'll give you at least the good basics to get you started and explain a lot of the concepts. And I think it'll open up your eyes in a lot of these areas. This will be a nice, easy way for you to learn the basics of the topics that we'll cover. And hopefully I can keep your interest through these topics. I'm going to be doing these podcasts mainly from my car, as I am now. I have a long commute on kind of a back road here, so back highway. So I've got a couple hours a day to do this. So I figured it'd be a good time to help out my fellow neighbor in building a home and to help them live a better life through a better understanding of their home and of the homeowner, of the home building process, and of just the ownership of a home over time. Making the correct decisions will save you a lot of money in the long run. It'll make you more informed in dealing with contractors and builders. And with everything as expensive as it is, the economy being in the tank, certainly I think everybody needs to be very, very smart in their decisions that they make anytime they're going to be spending money. And not only spending money on a particular project, but how much money they're going to spend in the future as a result of that project. You know, prime example is insulation. You can spend a little money and get it done cheaply and quickly, or you can spend more money now and save, you know, 10 times that money in the future. And those are the kind of topics that I want to cover in depth so that you understand what you're getting into and you can make an informed decision. The unfortunate thing is that most people that buy houses really don't have a clue about what they're buying. They don't know what's behind the sheetrock. They don't understand They walk around the yard and look at the flowers, but don't look at the important stuff. You know, they look at the color of the carpet and the color of the countertops and get all worked up over that, when that really has nothing to do with, it should really have very little to do with purchasing a house. Sure, those things are nice, but there's more important things to look at. A lot of people do get their homes inspected these days before they purchase one, and that's a good step. But I think, you know, home inspectors miss stuff. I had a friend in Vermont that bought a home, and the sills were rotten, and the home inspector never found it. But we found it when we started to do some minor renovations, and it ended up making for a lot of work for him to fix that. And that's just a prime example of the kind of things you need to look at when you're buying a house. And certainly if you're building a house, you're going to have a million decisions to make. And having a good basic background will help you make those decisions in an educated fashion. I'm going to try and explain these concepts in a good basic way. I'm not going to get technical. I'm pretty good at explaining things. A lot of people have told me I kind of have a gift of explaining things that that people don't understand. So hopefully I'll be able to do that on this podcast as well. So some of the topics we're going to cover. I want to have a basic skills series. And you know, this list is certainly not the order that it's probably going to end up happening. And I might flip-flop around a little bit. But basically, it'll probably follow this outline. The basic skills series is going to cover things like electrical, and not so much house electrical. We'll cover that in the next series, but basically just electricity in general, how it's generated, how it gets to your house, and things like that. And you know, a lot of these things you might see like, well, what's that got to do with owning a house? Well, you know, do houses have electrical systems in them? Yes. Do you buy electricity from the power plant? Yes. Then it certainly helps to understand how the power gets to your house, because it'll help you even in petitioning your government or your power company to do things perhaps a different way that'll end up saving you money in the long run. There's a lot of policy decisions, for example, that directly affect your power bill each month. So understanding how all that system works and not being clueless will help you as a homeowner. We'll also look at other items like gardening, concrete and masonry, you know, building walls, and things like that. You know, probably do a session on water, you know, wells, how well they work, different types of wells, and things like that. Then I'm going to have another whole series, which I'm going to call, for lack of something better, the home construction series, which is going to go through the process of building a house. We're going to start with just finding a place to live, finding that site. Kind of globally at first, we'll probably have a whole podcast on finding a good town or a good neighborhood to live in. What factors should enter into your decision when trying to find a community to live in? What state should I move to and things like that? I'm not going to tell you where to move. That's totally your decision, but I'll just throw out some factors that you may not have thought about. That you should probably put into your equation when trying to find a place to live. Then we'll get a little bit more local. Once you figure out where you want to live, we'll look at site selection. What makes a good site for a house? What kind of things should you look for? What kind of things should you avoid? Site development, same kind of a topic. Once you decide and decide on a house site, how should you develop it? How should you put in your driveway and your well and your septic or city water, city sewer? How should you do all that stuff? Where should things be? Things like that. I'm not going to be able to design your site for you. I'm not saying that. I'm going to give you some good basic guidelines and some advice that will generically apply to most building sites and will give you some pointers on how to set up your home site. We'll look into home styles and home types, styles being capes, ranches, colonials. We'll look at a little bit about what makes each of those good and what makes them bad. We'll also look at home types. So in other words, log homes, traditional stick built, adobe, hay bale homes, yurts, you know, you name it, we'll probably cover it. Steel framed and all those other kinds of houses. We'll have a discussion on carpentry and framing. Again, I can't teach you to be a framer. can't do that on a podcast, sorry. But I can certainly give you some pointers, tell you about some tools that you'll need, give you some pointers and get you going in the right direction. As always, the best way to do this, if you want to do it yourself, is try and find somebody who's done it before. This podcast will give you some good background, but it always helps to find somebody who's done it before to help you out. And just a quick pointer, it's a great thing to just try and find a carpenter that's out of work, or maybe a retired carpenter to help you out. You know, even if they're not physically able to do a lot of the work, if they're on site, they can certainly help you get through the process. And that's the same thing with electricians, plumbers, or any other trade. We'll look a lot at insulation. Insulation, I think, is one of the most important topics these days, with power bills going through the roof, the cost of oil, natural gas, propane going through the roof, all this talk about these new energy plans that the federal government wants to put through, which is probably going to increase the taxes and or the cost of power even more, and energy even more. And with, you know, the geopolitical unrest that we're seeing, anybody that doesn't put 110% into making their home as efficient as possible is crazy. And I got news for you. A lot of new homes that are built today are not very efficient. They're more efficient than the houses built back in the 70s, but they're nowhere near what they could be. So we'll give you a lot of pointers on how to choose the proper insulation and get it installed. Windows is another one, same kind of topic. That outer envelope of your home is very important to do it correctly. We'll look at the plumbing and heating system of a home, the electrical system of a home. We'll look at, again, the basics of these things, especially with plumbing and heating. We talk a lot about the different kinds of furnaces and boilers and things and heating systems and fuels. We'll give you some good background so you can make a decision how you want to heat your home. Again, I can't tell you how to be an electrician or a plumber, but we'll certainly give you some good pointers and good start some basic foundations that you can build on. We'll look at some of the other systems in a home, such as alarm systems, internet wiring, TV, phone wiring, things like that. We'll look at landscaping, certainly, how to landscape your property. Solar, we'll look at solar panels, how those systems work. We'll probably have a whole podcast on that. Very interesting topic. Getting to be perhaps a little bit more economically feasible, especially with all the give-me's from the government these days. So something to look into. And that'll be part of the site selection process, too, because if you want to do solar, you really need to know that before you build your house, because there's a lot of different things that you need to do your house when you build it in order to take advantage of solar. Orientation, of course, being your big one, and clearing enough trees out of the way so that you have a good sun exposure to the south. We'll look at zoning issues. Most houses that are built today are built in an area that have some kind of zoning. We'll give you a good primer on zoning and how all that works. We'll look at some of the environmental regulations you might run against, and we'll also give you some tips on dealing with inspectors and getting permits and all that kind of stuff. Dealing with town hall, I know a lot about that topic. We'll look into insurance issues. We'll look into all the various kinds of maintenance issues as well. A big part of owning a home is of course financial. It is probably the biggest investment that most people make. And if you can't afford your home or make poor economic decisions and you lose your home, that's not a good thing. So we are going to have some podcasts on financial topics as well. There's a lot of these on the internet and on the radio already. There's all kinds of folks that give advice. Clark Howard is one that I like listening to him. Dave Ramsey is excellent too, as far as getting out of debt. I'm going to cover some of the topics that they cover in a couple podcasts too, in case you haven't heard them. But certainly you can look them up as well. I'm not going to say I coined any of these topics, you know, the content of these topics. I certainly have no problem giving credit where credit is due, but I think it's worth repeating all these kinds of topics. It's just, you know, managing your money is very important, and getting out of debt, which is also very, very important. We'll look into a little bit of emergency preparedness. You know, again, there's a lot of very good sources for this, too. There's a podcast called The Survival Podcast, which is excellent. You can look that up on the web as well. He really gets into it. Jack Spearco runs that one. He really gets into it. He's very heavy into it. I listen to it often and find it extremely informative. He's not a tinfoil hat or, you know, dig a hole in your backyard and build a big bunker kind of a guy. He's more of a practical. These are the things you should do in your life to prepare in case something bad happens. And what is something bad? I mean, it's not just a nuclear device going off over your house. That could happen, but probably won't. But it's more of the everyday kind of things that could happen to you, including losing a job, the death of a loved one, or loss of a job, perhaps local flooding, forest fires, earthquakes, extended power outages, all those kinds of things. If you prepare for these items, when they happen, they're not nearly as dramatic, which is always a good idea. We'll look a little bit at firearms. A lot of people own them. A lot of people hate them. You know, we'll look a little bit into firearms. We'll look into ham radio, which is a topic that I'm very involved in, been so busy lately, haven't been doing much with it. But it's a very interesting hobby, and as a homeowner, especially one that's into emergency preparedness, it's a good hobby to get into. Again, this is going to be an ongoing effort. There's going to be more topics added. I'll probably have some shows dedicated to questions. Again, if you have a question or a comment, please send me an email. The address is right on the website. It's going to be steve@homeownersfriendpodcast.com. That's H-O-F podcast. Don't type it out. H-O-F podcast.com. We'll probably have some guests on the show as well. I'm going to try and do that as we get the topics that are germane to having guests where it would make sense to do so. The podcast will always be free. I'm not going to ever charge for the podcast. You're not going to have to join us, have a subscription or anything to get the podcast. It'll always be available on iTunes or from the website. I'm not going to block access to the basic side of the website as well. I'm not out to make money on this podcast. I probably will eventually have some sponsors just so I can help pay for the internet accounts and things that are necessary. It's not entirely a cheap thing to run one of these. And I may also eventually have a subscriber side to the website where there'll be some additional content, but that's not going to be for a while. And again, I'm not going to charge anything for the podcast. Ever, unless things really change, because I really believe that I want this information out there, and I think it's very important. And frankly, I enjoy doing this. I think it's kind of fun. So with that, I want to give another thanks out to Daryl Dodge for allowing me to use his song for my theme, and I recommend that you go to his website there and check out some of his music. It's on iTunes as well. You can just type in his name, Daryl Dodge, into the search there, and it'll pop right up. So with that, I thank you for listening to this inaugural broadcast. The next broadcast is going to be on electrical topics, and will be coming forthright soon. So with that, I thank you again, and have a great day, or evening, or whatever it is, whenever you're listening to this, the Homeowner's Friend Podcast, the podcast that will help you achieve the American dream and live the best life that you can, even on a rice and beans budget. Thanks. Take care. Till next time.
Well, man's home is his castle. This one's just a hassle. Home on a blue.